Cambridge 105 Radio.
Far beyond anything that I could have imagined. It is genuinely something that is, yeah, just leaving me speechless. I've been thinking of it from, I don't know, the last couple of weeks on the build-up to completing it, thinking that, oh, soon there's going to be people in here skating. And now there is. It's better than I thought it ever would be. It is genuinely something special. And I think the word that keeps on coming up is magic. It just feels like something that no one ever expected to happen. And it's very much a real thing. People are flying over ramps, doing tricks, everyone's cheering, and the atmosphere is incredible. So it is quite hard to put into words what's going on here, but one thing I do know is it's very, very special and over the moon that we've managed to get it to this point.
And it's really been built by the community as a big effort. How do you feel about how that's gone?
The community's come together amazingly. You know, people have been working so hard on doing everything from cleaning the floors, laying carpet tiles, painting, cleaning the toilets, you know, and to building the ramps, and the amount of effort that's gone in is incredible, and people have just come out of the woodwork almost and you know, shown their strengths and pitched in to make this really a community asset, which I think will be fantastic going in the future.
Did you see many of the local skateboarders here today?
It feels like every skateboarder from the Cambridgeshire area and beyond. Every age, every kind of background has come down today. There's been hundreds of people coming in through the door. So many old faces, lots of new faces, and it's just a real credit to the scene of skateboarding that so many people can come together and share a space. All different abilities, some of the best people in the world, some of the people starting out for the first time, and everybody doing it side by side. And it's just one of those amazing things about skateboarding and skate parks is that can happen, and there isn't any hierarchy. Everyone's welcome, and it's just amazing to see.
It was interesting to see so many young and old skateboarders and new skateboarders all skating side by side, and there was no arguments, no any issues. How does that come about with skateboarding?
It's a very good question, and I wish I knew the answer to that. But I think at the root of it, it is that the culture that surrounds skateboarding is around people following their passion and their creativity and doing something that is about personal expression, whilst at the same time doing it in a very sociable and kind of supportive environment. And so you're doing it alongside your peers, but really the only person that you're doing it for is yourself. So by virtue of the people that are getting involved in skateboarding for those motivations, everyone's got something in common. You're there for the same reason. You're there supporting each other. And therefore, it doesn't matter what your ability is. You just understand what it takes to put yourself on four wheels, roll down a ramp, and risk hurting yourself. But the reward and everything that you get that pays off is absolutely worth it. So that's the thing that unites everyone. And that means that it doesn't matter what your standard is, what kind of ramps you prefer. If you're on a skateboard, you're welcome.